Sheffield, made by you.
For a while, for I think I see my own true love coming over yonder stile. Oh, true love, have you brought me gold or silver to set me free, for to save my body from the cold, cold ground in my neck, from the gallows tree? Oh, yes, I've brought you gold and silver to set you free, for to save your body from the cold, cold ground in your neck, from the gallows tree.
Prickle Eye Bush by John Bowden and John Spears. And, well, we're going to continue with the second half of the Max Chance Show here. Jumped into next week. So let's get back to this week. We're going to start off with Either Way, It's Fine With Me by the Duck's Breath Mystery Theater. And I don't think they'll be heard much here because that was, geez, a long, long time ago in San Francisco, and I'm not sure they ever got out of San Francisco. Then there's Mother Is Always Right by Robert Klein, and Chitlins Con Carne, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Double Trouble. Oops, sorry. One little adjustment, and we go.
Hi, I'm Randy, that's with two E's like the river. Randy of the Redwoods, and me and the Guitar Army are here to tell you a story about the way I am. And I'm only gonna tell it once, too, so really try and hang in there and pay attention.
Randy!
What? Oh, right, the song. The song is called Either Way, It's Fine With Me. It's my motto, and it gets me out of a lot of mental jams. And I gotta know I've been through it all. So let's go. Let's kick out the mental jams. Walking down the street the other day, I saw an apparition coming my way. It said, Randy, set the government and animals free. I said, hey, you know, either way, it's fine with me. Either way, it's fine with me. If what you're seeing is impossible to see. If the facts don't match, you're green. If you're green, if your head don't fit, if your shoes, it do mean relax and think. Either way, it's fine with me. We all know these are troubled times. Troubled, are you kidding, man? Check this out. I went to the Dairy Queen the other day to get a malt. And number one, they don't have malts, just shakes, which is my big gripe with the DQ. So I ordered a shake from the woman behind the counter. I said, I'll have a pineapple shake, man. And she just stared at me for like an hour and a half. And I said, hey, anytime you want to make that shake, it's fine with me. And she just kept staring at me. And I'm going, you know, you're going to make it, and I'm going to eat it, and that'll be great. See, I'm trying to involve her in the experience, and she just keeps staring at me. And finally, after about 3 hours of this, I realize I'm at home looking in the mirror. And the great thing was, I got the shake, so you see, either way, it's fine with me. If what you're seeing is impossible to see, if the facts don't mesh, you're green and too green, if your head don't fit, if your shoes are too mean, relax and think, yeah. back into it. Can you feel that? Either way, man.
Woman came up to me at LaGuardia Airport some time ago and said, Robert Klein from television, would you do me a favor, take my little boy into the men's room with you if you're going in? Brought up a whole flash of memories, right? The kid is in that in-between time. At the age of 5, I could no longer go in a public place through the ladies' room with my mother. 5 is the cutoff date. Before it was, oh, what a cute little boy. After 5, miss, this is the ladies' room. Please, he's a young man. What are they going to do? You know, I mean, it's, what kind of minds do they have? If I had the moxie then to say, relax, lady, I'm 5, I'm essentially impotent, I really have no desire for you. If I were 17, I'd go, hell, I got a bathroom. I don't know, it's humiliating enough to be in here. You just go into my booth, you go into your booth, you know, it's very, but I didn't, I couldn't, I was smart too, because at the age of 5, I wanted to be a cultural anthropologist. I had very low. Of course, at the age of 22, I wanted to be a cowboy, so. Forget all the things I wanted to be, at what age, it's not important. But I remember once we went to Madison Square Garden or something, my mother and sister, no man with us, I had to go to the bathroom, which in itself was bad. He's got to go to the bathroom, eh? He's got to go to the bathroom. It's amazing how you get a negative connotation. I wanted to please, I held it until my 15th birthday. He's got to go, yes, I have to go, sorry. So anyway, I couldn't go into the ladies' room, as I explained. My mother wouldn't let me go into the men's room by myself because she read the news every day and she knew there was a pervert waiting for me. A woman came up to me at LaGuardia Airport some time ago and said, between time, boy, after... All right, line up, please. Is this for the men's room call? Okay. Grandfather types here, please. Professionals. I'm sorry, not wearing a tie. Move along, please. Nails too long. No, look, too obese. You, please. No, I'm sorry. You know. Nice man from the neighborhood, a lawyer, something, has 16 children. Nice man. Takes him by the hand. Takes me into the men's room. Closes the door and goes, hello, little boy. Want to see something? Mother isn't always right.
Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble with a track called Chitlin's Con Carne. And before that was Mother Isn't Always Right by Robert Klein. And we started off with Either Way Is Fine With Me by the Duck's Breath Mystery Theater. They were a pretty funny group, actually, but, I don't know whatever happened to them, and probably they disbanded. Who knows? Doesn't matter. On we go. They did make a recording, so they did more than that. So they had some interesting things that they did, and I saw them live once briefly. Yeah. And so anyway, on we go with Moanin' by Charles Mingus. And let's see, one other track, Living on My Own by Freddie Mercury. And it's not going to sound like anything you normally hear Freddie Mercury do, but, you'll see soon enough. Thank you. Yeah, and that was Freddie Mercury, believe it or not, with a track called Living on My Own. Yeah. Hmm. And we started off with Monin by, like, M-O-A-N-I-N, with an apostrophe, by Charles Mingus. And I really like that track. That appealed to me, yeah. Okay, and now we're going to hear... What are we going to hear? We're going to hear Bold as Love by the Jimi Hendrix Experience and Keep the Streets Empty for... Oh, gosh, what? It cut off there. Cut for me. I could have figured that one, but I didn't. Anyway, and I think that's... we'll leave it at that. There's a really long track after that, so... Well, really long, almost 8 minutes. Yeah, we'll just do Jimi Hendrix and Keep the Streets for me by Fever Ray.
Anger, he smiles towering in shiny metallic purple armor. Queen jealousy, envy waits behind him. Her fiery green gown sneers at the grassy ground. Blue are the life-giving waters taken for granted. They quietly understand. Once happy turquoise armies lay opposite ready, but wonder why the fight is on. But they're all bold as love. Yeah. They're all bold as love. Yeah. They're all bold as love. Just ask the axes. Confident he flashes trophies of war and ribbons of euphoria. Orange is young, full of daring, but very unsteady for the first go round. My yellow in this case is not so mellow. In fact, I'm trying to say it's frightened like me. And all of these emotions of mine keep tolling me from giving my life to a rainbow like you. But I'm a answers. He knows everything. Yeah.
Yes, that was Fever Ray with a track called Keep the Streets Empty for Me. And before that we heard Bold as Love by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. I remember the first time I saw Jimi Hendrix, picture of him. Wow. I was living in suburbia outside of Chicago, and pretty tame life. And I thought, wow, this is just unbelievable. Anyway, it was before I went to university and got involved with a lot of other things. But anyway, not drugs until about 68, about 4 years after I got into uni. Yes, it was something. Well, not big drugs, just a little marijuana. But that was a long time ago. Don't have time for that anymore. So on we go with Tiny Crumb by Mammal Hands. And gosh, the tracks are so long now. Yeah, we'll just do that one.
Thank you.
was Mammal Hands with a track called Tiny Crumb. Yeah. And on we go to something called Brill Song by Sika Didgeridoo. Yeah, why not?
Thank you.
That was Brill Song by Sika Didgeridoo. And the next one is Updraft by Zoe Keating. And, well, I guess we could play the last one, too. It's called Brief by Philip Jeck. Thank you. So this track is called Updraft by Zoe Keating, and this is Dale Lefebvre for the Max Chance Show, and well, this is the last track, and see you next week.